The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, this weekend is going to see Leinster face off against Northampton Saints in the semis of the Champions Cup, Mayo playing Galway in the Connacht Football Championship, and of course, looking back, Manchester United with a rare win. To analyse all this, I'm joined by Colin Buig, broadcaster with Off the Ball. That's on 3-0, is that what it was?
It was indeed, Antonia, and your tone of surprise is accurate and correct and appropriate for the season that Manchester United have had. Yeah, it was an interesting match in that it started as in predictable fashion that United weren't great. So for the first 20 minutes, Athletic Bilbao targeted the United defence quite successfully, and they had a shot cleared off the line from Victor Lindelof, who ironically wasn't great at that point. And Manuel Ugarte in midfield was pretty atrocious, and then he ended up setting up two of the three goals the United scored. So they took the lead, and probably the biggest talking point from this game outside of the penalty and red card for Athletic Bilbao was Harry Maguire, who played well in his regular day job as a defender, but he set up the first goal with amazing wing play on the right wing where he tore his fullback apart and swung in a ball that David Beckham would have been jealous of. On David Beckham's 50th birthday today, it was an incredible cross. Ugarte headed it to the back post, and Casemiro, who was brilliant, finished it. And Bruno Fernandes then scored twice, a penalty and a goal afterward. Ugarte set him up brilliantly. So it was a very strange match.
Start of a new era?
Well, I don't know about that, because Amram afterwards straight away said we'd have to think about those first 20 minutes heading into the second leg next week. But it's looking good for United to qualify for the Europa League final. And it looks like at the moment, heading into the second legs, that they could be playing Tottenham Hotspur of the Premier League, who won against Bodo Glimt last night 3-1.
Let's look ahead to what's coming up today and tomorrow. Close to home, Airtricity Football League. Yes. A lot of fixtures on this afternoon.
Yeah, we're back in big action. We have a full fixture list tonight and on Monday as well for the bank holiday. So the games tonight, you have Pats against Galway, Bowes against Waterford, you have Derry Shelburne, Sligo Drogheda, and you have Cork City Shamrock Rovers. It's amazing at the top of the league. There's 12 games played. Drogheda are top after 12 games, which is hard to believe from the start of the season. Predictions, they're 20 points level with Galway United in points, but they're ahead on goal difference. Pats are in third, Rovers are in fourth, Shelburne are in fifth, and Bowes are in sixth. And the reason I list all of that, there's only 2 points separating first to sixth in the Airtricity Premier Division. It's a great season.
Across the water, Manchester United, who we were speaking about, they're back in action on Sunday.
Yeah, so United play away to Brentford, but that is a completely meaningless game. It's all about the Champions League. And speaking of Brentford, they went to the City Ground last night and they beat Nottingham Forest 2-0. So Forest are actually in sixth place and they may miss out in the Champions League, which is a shame because they've had a monumental season under Nuno Espirito Santo. So just to keep everyone up to date on that, 34 games played in the Premier League, from Newcastle in third place to Nottingham Forest in sixth place, there are only 2 points separating those four places. So Newcastle, Man City, Chelsea, Nottingham Forest, and then outside of that, Aston Villa are in seventh place. So that's really where the interest in the Premier League is. That's actually a game tonight that's appropriate for those teams I named at the Etihad. It's Manchester City against Wolves. So City are in fourth.
We are spoiled for choice this weekend. We also have provincial finals.
Yeah, we do indeed. So that's on Sunday. We have the football action. So we have the Munster senior football final between Kerry and Clare. So all eyes there will be on a Kerry victory. Unless Peter Keane, the former Clare manager, or former Kerry manager, now Clare manager, can pull off a big shock there. But probably all eyes, that'll be the curtain raiser at 2:15. At 4 p.m, the throw-in is in a Connacht final between Mayo and Galway. But of course, the All-Ireland final, the All-Ireland series draw was made during the week. And if you win the Connacht final, your reward is the group of death in the All-Ireland series.
And then in the rugby, the European Rugby Championship, Lansdowne Road hosting Leinster and Northampton Saints.
Yeah, that's 5:30 tomorrow. So that will actually clash with Waterford Limerick in the hurling. You'd have to make a decision there if you want to watch one of those. For Leinster, yeah, the team is about to be named, so we can't comment too much on it. But the reports that Jordy Barrett won't be in the starting 15, which is unbelievable to imagine, like what a player he's been. And that's the riches that Leinster have at their disposal. They played Northampton in the semi-final last year. They only won that by 3 points. That was a sold-out Croke Park. This is at an Aviva Stadium where there'll be plenty of tickets still available. So there's a big change in a year. Leinster are better than they were this time last year. Northampton are worse. Leinster should win. Who knows?
Colin, thank you. Colin Buig, broadcaster with Off the Ball. Still,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.